should need a flat to dawn with plenty of tailing fish.
And the perfect fly rod.
Yeah!
And get ready for some magic.
Oh, awesome eat, man.
I got one!
Oh, damn, I got him, you got it. I got him.
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
And that's how I like to start a Monday evening here on Kayak Fishing Radio. I am your host, Charles Levi, also known as Redfish Chuck. As you can tell, my voice is shot. I don't know what's going on, if I'm sick or what, but I had a rough couple days. Most of my friends would know if you're following me on Facebook or whatever. I lost a very dear friend of mine to a car crash a couple days ago, and I just want to give him a quick shout, man. I know you're listening in from above, buddy, and you'll be missed dearly. But prayers and thoughts and prayers go out to the entire Cook family, and hopefully that they find some closure in this at some point. It's going to be tough, man. He was a really good dude and avid outdoorsman, catch him up for us, bud. There we go. On a lighter side of things, let's see. Well, our very own Mr. Peppy from right over here on the Space Coast took a little venture over to the West Coast to fish a tournament, and he came in third. And I'd like for him to call in at some point during the show, buddy, and kind of give us a report and give us a rundown. Tell us about the tournament. Tell us, you know, how it was, the captain's meeting or whatever, or, you know, what kind of prizes you won, because it's pretty awesome. But what else I have going on? Oh, man, Kayaks by Bo over here in Titusville is killing it. Those guys, and they've put up an amazing store, and it's going to be good stuff. We've got the Space Coast Kayak Anglers are going to call Kayaks by Bo one of their homes for our meetings. Along with that, we're also going to probably swing on down to Harry Good's outdoor shop down in Melbourne, do some meetings there. Looking at possibly doing some meetings over at Strike Zone in Melbourne as well, and then might round it out with Handler Fish and Supply in Mare Island when they get done with their move. So, looking for big things there, but going back to Kayaks by Bo, folks, they're open. They're closed Monday and Tuesday, but they're open the rest of the week. So stop in and check them out. They've got a great, goodness gracious, they got a great selection of kayaks. They carry Native, Wilderness. They carry Ocean Kayaks, New Canoe, Perception, I think. Yep, and I've been told that they may be carrying Diablos here very shortly and Jacksons. So we'll see. But that'll be awesome. But let's see. Let's get to the phones real quick. I got my trusty sidekick, as always, Mr. Rob of Bad Pack Castivore. How are you, bro?
Hey, I'm here, man. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Hello?
Good. Oh. Yeah, you got me?
Yeah, I was muting and unmuting and all this other stuff, so I didn't know if I... if it was on or off.
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to fish this weekend?
Yes, Saturday. We were out Saturday, went out off of 4th Street, and the wind forecast lied again, so we were getting blown all over the place. One weird thing, though, the jacks. I haven't seen jack revolves in a long time, and there was just loads of jacks around, man, all sizes, like, you know, 30 inches down to, you know, little weeny ones, man. It was awesome. But,
cool.
Yeah, jack on a topwater for me. But other than that, though, it's just a bunch of ladyfish. And my buddy Keith caught a nice 18-inch trout. And that was about it, man. It was a rough day. You know, I was trying out some of those new Blair Wiggins Miradines you know, with the Trocar hooks on them. And, man, let me tell you what, those things are brutal, those hooks, man. I mean, they're great. They're awesome. But, man, I can't at one point I had a ladyfish dangling from my glove, you know, because the hook was stuck in my glove. So it was kind of funny. Yeah. It made for good video.
When you pull the Blair Wiggins Miradines out of the water, do they go, fish on, baby?
Yeah, it's the Mogan series, man.
Yeah.
That's the one knock that I do have on the Miradines, is that the hooks kind of tend to go bad after a couple of months. And if you replace them, you know, either one or two things, either they're too heavy or they're too light, you know. So
yeah.
With Miradine, it has to be, like, right on the money. So we'll
right.
see if the Trocar, the Mogan series, actually works as far as the hook rust goes.
Killer. Awesome, man. Well, that's all. Hey, anytime you get on the water and catch a couple fish, I love catching jacks personally and ladyfish both. It doesn't bother me at all to catch either one of those. That's awesome. I almost forgot to talk about our upcoming event.
Boondoggle.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Speaking of yakangler.com, I have the man, the myth, and the legend himself, Mr. Adam Hayes, my special guest tonight. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Care Bear. How are you doing?
Wow.
Yeah, that just happened, brother.
That's how this is going to start off tonight. This is going to be an interesting show. So which one of your chins is showing up? Oh, my bad.
Nice.
Go ahead, feel free to laugh, Rob. It's okay. I give you permission.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
For everybody who's been living underneath a rock for the last 4 or 5 years, there's a great resource on the internet, the interweb, that's called yakangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource, as the guy with the crazy voice just told you. Adam and Mark are the two proprietors of that particular website. Tell us why you started yakangler.com for those that don't know.
Man, I guess Mark and I started fishing from a kayak, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. We started looking around because we were super excited, like most newbies are, and we had the itch to get more information and figure out how to rig our new kayaks and all of that stuff. And so we started looking around the web, and you know, man, there were some sites that had great articles, and there were some sites that had a great forum, and there were some sites that, you know, just had some cool little communities of fishermen. Like, there was one here locally that had a couple of users in it, and we kind of got to talking, and in our excitement, we were like, man, we should do something with this. You know, there's all these pockets of information, but not one good place to find it all, and we decided to try and solve that problem. So that has what has become Yak Angler. What had started out as a small hobby is now turned into pretty much a second full-time job for myself and Mark. But it's been good. We love it. It's growing. It's turned into something way more than we ever thought it would be, and we're super appreciative, and hope it keeps growing.
Yeah. Well, I, for one, would like to thank you, take the time to thank you for what you guys do, and I understand from our various conversations the effort that's put into put up such a great website and the sacrifices that you and Mark have to make to do so. Also, kudos to you and Mark for having such a large base now. I mean, I remember when I first started following you guys on the website, and, you know, the first couple times I wrote anything on the website, it seemed like there was five people on the website. Not really, but
yeah, that was back in the golden days when you wrote stuff too. I'm just messing with you, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Just messing with you.
Yeah. No, whatever. Anyway, so, yeah.
You were one of the original guys, though, man. You and Isaac both. For those
yeah.
who know, Isaac the Nothing Miller, and you guys were kind of some of our first ones. I think you found this through maybe Florida Sportsman?
Yeah, I did. Somebody posted something on there, on the bottom of the signature, about
Yakinger. Probably marking their hijacking forums.
Probably was.
The ninja that he is.
The ninja.
The virtual interweb ninja that he is. Whatever happened to my banjos, by the way? When Chip started doing this stuff, we had I had a banjo introduction.
Oh, I'm sorry. Allow us to back up, my good friend.
Yeah.
And we'll go with those banjos right now.
Nice.
And I'll give you a proper introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, straight out of the mountains of Kentucky, where men are men, I can't even say it right. Forget it. I was going to say where the men are men and sheep are scared, Mr. Adam Hayes.
Oh, paddle faster if you hear banjos.
That's right. Anyhow, yeah, Deliverance, exactly, King Rat. No, you know what, man? What's really cool about the site is the fact that you've kind of incorporated the entire United States, and not only that, like, there's people on there from overseas as well. I mean, it seems that it's just growing. It seems to be growing pretty quick. Are you noticing that the numbers are steadily on the rise, or, you know?
Oh yeah, I mean, Mark, more so Mark than myself, but I mean, we watch those analytics numbers constantly, and you know, we were kind of putting together a new media kit a couple of weeks ago, and we noticed that our number of visitors is double what it was this time last year. I mean, if we could keep doubling every year, we would be, you know, that would be phenomenal. I mean, we would be so appreciative. But, I mean, every year it just seems to keep getting a little bigger and a little bigger, and we find new things to incorporate, or, you know, things we need to get rid of that don't work, and... Yeah, I mean, we're constantly watching that, and it's been pretty phenomenal. We've got, like you said, guys from the UK, guys from Hawaii, guys from Alaska. And I know those aren't other countries, but, you know, still pretty far away from here in Kentucky, so we're pretty proud.
Yeah, you should be. So now I'm going to get into the typical interviewee questions. Feel free to ask.
Well, now, wait a minute. Before you do that, I didn't hear your commercial, right? Are you not playing your commercial for the 28th?
The 23rd?
23rd, excuse me.
I don't have that soundbite on my computer because Steve Chapman didn't give it to me in a file that would be usable.
Well, if you need me to convert that and send it over to you for all your listeners, I will certainly do so.
Mike's saying play it. I don't have it, dude. I asked Steve for it to where I can play it. Maybe I could pull it up on my phone and try and play it over the microphone. I don't know. We'll see. But, damn it, Steve, yeah, whatever. Apparently I have to tell you guys what the 23rd is. The 23rd, which is this upcoming Saturday, is the Fish on Fire event with Fish in Florida Radio. Captain Mike Wartigo, Steve Chapman, Boudreaux, plus one, the three amigos plus one. I don't really know what that means, but we'll go with it. They're going to be hosting, along with the Swamp Brothers from Discovery Channel, a Cancer Foundation awareness charitable event. So there's celebrity bartending that's being done by those guys and the guys from Swamp Brothers, and they've asked for me to be the designated drinker. And so that's pretty much what I'm going to do.
I'm sure you will make us all very proud.
I'm going to try very hard. Whatever. And apparently Steve put up that if anybody comes up to me and asks me for my autograph, that they will win all the prize packs. I don't know what that means either, but show up and ask for my autograph and we'll get you prize packs, apparently. I don't know. Whatever. It's going to be fun, man. It's for a good cause, and that's all that matters. So I'll take the hits at my expense for charity anytime.
I'm really disappointed we don't have the sound bite. That's a terrific sound bite.
It is a terrific soundbite. The name of the charity is Castaway for Cancer. Thank you, Mike. And no, that was one of the Swamp People. I think that drowned. Swamp Brothers are alive and well. So there's like 15 Swamp shows on the radio nowadays. I mean, on TV nowadays. So you have to like narrow it down to which Swamp show you're watching. But I digress. Adam, what's your favorite kind of fishing to do?
Smallmouth bass fishing. Well, that's here locally. That's my favorite fishing to do. I'm told that there's fish in the saltwater, but I don't really know much about it. So, and see, there's your opportunity for a jab, my friend.
I didn't take it because you caught fish down at the Boondoggle.
I did. You're right. But
which is better than what Chip did, because he didn't catch anything the entire weekend. So for those that are listening and following along, we'll just do a little rundown. Tonight's going to be one of those shows because I got Adam on the line, and this is typical banter between me and Adam anyway. So Adam struck out, I think, 3 trips to Florida and catching fish.
Yep.
I honestly didn't
believe that there were fish out there.
Right. So we all go down on our last Boondoggle. Rob was with us, and we went down, to Chokoleski. And we were there for the entire weekend. And Adam caught fish.
Woohoo.
At first, I questioned whether or not he was using a cast net. But
spear gun or bow?
Spear gun, dynamite. I mean, he is from Kentucky. But so, he finally caught some fish. What'd you catch? Some snook and some other stuff?
Yeah, I think it was just a snook and a couple ladyfish and one small trout.
Hey, again, you beat the godfather.
Oh, whatever that little snapper thing was, I don't even know what it was called.
Little mangrove snapper.
There you go,
you got a mangrove snapper, snook, a couple ladyfish and a trout. That's not bad, dude. I mean, like I said, you beat out Chip, so that's awesome. My first day fishing down there, I got 6 snook, redfish, and like 25 mangrove snappers. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And as your head progressively grows to be a little larger than Chip's?
No way. If my head swole that big, it would split like a watermelon. Because there's just no room for growth there. But Chip's my buddy. Hillbilly Dave, I appreciate that, buddy. He's in the chat room there, says he loves the show. I appreciate that, man. Rob joined the chat room. It's about to get real. quick. Thoughts and prayers go out to Chip as well. I can't just knock on him tonight. His dad is in the hospital and maybe going through a some sort of heart surgery. So I'll kind of say a little prayer for his dad and a speedy recovery. And yeah, there you go. But so smallmouth bass is your thing up there in Kentucky. That's cool. What style of fishing do you prefer? Do you like conventional methods like using a bait caster or a spinning reel? Or do you like fly fishing? Or do you hand line? Or do you set up a trout line? Or do you,
jug or something else? No.
Do you noodle?
No, I'm... You know, I would love to try it. I have not tried it. Never really come into an occasion where that's been an opportunity, but I would love to try it.
I would be careful.
Yeah. You know, actually, I saw a statistic on, what's the name of that show that comes on like Discovery or something? It's like Mansers or something like that. They had a statistic that more people die noodling a year than they do fishing in Alaska.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it was something silly. I mean, it blew me away.
Well, I mean, for those of you that are listening in the chat room and are going to listen to this podcast, if you don't know Adam stands about 2'6".
Oh, man.
Weighs about 49 pounds. And
60 now that he's pregnant.
Oh, yeah, that's right. 60 yeah. Now he's got like 5 chins.
Now that I have that extra chin showing up.
And the caterpillar on your lip. yeah, that's awesome. So, yeah, I'd be careful, dude. Some of those catfish get pretty big. You might end up becoming dinner.
Dinner, yeah, maybe. Yeah, but, I mean, I predominantly use, I'm a predominantly use
right
baitcasters.
Whatever, dude.
Hey, Adam.
You like baitcasters?
Yes, sir.
I put a couple of videos in the chat room to prove that, yes, there are fish in Florida.
Uh-huh.
At least
I'm going to have to pull them up.
All right. Well,
back to your question, Chuck. Yeah, I'm predominantly a baitcaster guy. I mean, if I'm throwing anything super light, I'll throw it on a spinning reel. But usually if I'm carrying three rods, one of them's a spinning rod and the other two are baitcasters. I did go out Sunday with my dad and a brother-in-law, you know, the one that caught a snook, or not a snook, a tarpon while we were in Florida out of a ditch.
Yeah.
I have pictures of you two. We all went, and I took, do what?
Nothing, go ahead.
But I took my fly rod out, and they all caught fish, and I didn't. I'm a pretty horrible fly fisherman, as you witnessed, actually. So, I try to dabble with the fly rod, but I get pissed off after, I think that's okay to say, but I get annoyed after a few minutes and go back to my conventional reels.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It could be very, very frustrating. But cool. What's the largest fish that you've ever caught, Adam?
Let's see. I don't know. It's probably going to be a largemouth bass, and it was probably close to six pounds.
Nice.
So I take that back. I've caught bigger stripers than that, but I mean, I don't do a lot of striper fishing. So,
all right.
So bass. Yeah, we don't grow bass like you guys do down in Florida.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've got 8 and 10 pounders on your belt right now.
Oh, God, dude.
And you don't even fish for bass.
You don't even want to know. Growing
listen,
up here in...
Listen,
yeah, listen.
Listen,
buddy. Growing up here in Central Florida, I am extremely blessed to be surrounded by water everywhere. I mean, I've got lakes, I've got ponds, I've got ditches, apparently. I've got, you know, the Indian River, Banana River, Mosquito Lagoon, the ocean right here. But the bass fishing in and around the areas in which I grew up, it's just retarded. I've probably caught more bass over 10 pounds than most people will ever see in their entire life. And it's just because I was fortunate enough to move into a neighborhood that was built on an old cattle pasture. And the ponds that were there, some of them were there from when the cows were roaming around there on the property. So, I mean, there's no telling how long they had been there. And those bass had never even seen a lure before. So you can paddle a canoe over the top of a bed, and there'll be a 12-pounder laying in the bed, and you drop a worm in front of his face, and they inhale it just as fast as you can drop it. But, let's see.
That's awesome. I saw on Facebook earlier that Mark, well, actually on our website as well, yakangler.com, that Mark picked up, looked like maybe a 6.5-pounder yesterday, and that's pretty darn impressive for being here in Kentucky.
Yeah, that's a big fish, dude. That was a nice fish.
Yeah,
but,
that's a happy Father's Day to him for that one. Oh,
yeah,
and
absolutely.
I didn't tell you yesterday, happy Father's Day.
Thanks, buddy. Happy Father's Day to you, too.
Soon. Close.
Well, the baby's there, buddy. It's just a matter of it making his escape. So, you know, technically you're a dad. Real quick, let me jump over to something different. Rob brought it up in the chat room. Elusive Tales. Great clothing company owned by good friends of the show. They have, in fact, I had Marcella on the show as a guest not too long ago. They have microfiber performance shirts on sale on their website for $15. So if any of you guys out there like the performance style fishing shirts, as I do, $15, man, you can't go wrong. It was plugged. All right, as we were. So let's see. What else, man? What kind of kayaks are you using, man? I know you got a handful of them.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm fortunate that a few folks sent some my way for reviews and demos and stuff. But you know, I think I told you before, one of my favorites is the new canoe. I don't want to shoot myself in the foot for saying that because you know, I don't want other people to think that I'm preaching something I'm not, but I mean, I'm a big fan of the new canoe. I've paddled the KT kayak here recently, and I'll have a review of that coming out soon. You know, I've been in a bunch of boats. I mean, I've been fortunate enough that, you know, people want to send them to me, and I get to paddle them. So, but, you know, if I'm going to pick one that I'm taking out tomorrow, it's probably going to be that new canoe Frontier just because it's ginormous, and I can walk around it like a freaking bass boat and, you know, walk back and forth and grab gear and pitch and all of that good stuff. So that's probably the one I'm taking out tomorrow, but, you know, you never know. There could be another one tomorrow that comes out that gets my attention. I know you're a Cuda head along with a lot of the other folks on our pro staff.
Yeah, I like my Jacksons, man. They're pretty awesome.
I have not been in a Cuda or a Big Tuna, so.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah, well, I mean.
I assure you that we'll get that handled at some point, hopefully before October.
Yeah, I'd love to try one. I would love to spend, you know, put a few hours standing up in those.
Well, let me ask you this. In the new canoe, have you sat in the high seat with the pedestal seat?
No, I mean, you know, they have a swivel seat kind of thing that is pretty nice. I mean, it sits up off the ground. It's an elevated seat. It's a high seat, I guess, by traditional kayak standards. And but it's got a swivel on it, so you can kind of like spin around and grab stuff behind you and swing your legs over the side and all that stuff. So, in fact, I like that seat so much that I modified it so that I could put it in the KC kayak and use it when I'm paddling that one.
Well, the seat I'm talking about, they have it over at Kayaks by Bow in their new canoe that's on the floor, and it's literally like 2 foot above the bottom of the boat. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. It literally looks like a bass tracker.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, you're talking about the swivel seat. Yeah, it's a swivel seat. Yeah, that thing's freaking awesome. Well, and you saw that KC kayak, too. If you sit on that standard KC kayak, how high it sits, that standing platform thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome, man. I'm looking forward to getting a chance to try some other boats when we get down to or get up to Virginia Beach, Virginia. Again, for those of you that tuned in after the fact, I've hit the little sound bite. Our boondoggle is coming up in October, first weekend of October, the 5th through the 8th, which is Columbus Day. We are we're going to be in Virginia Beach, out there on the shores of the Chesapeake, hoping to catch flounder. For me, that's all I care about. Others may want stripers and tog and whatever else they've got going on up there, but I want some flounder, so sound bite.
Boondoggle.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
So join us, if you will. It's open to whoever wants to come in and you know, camp with us or stay in a hotel or whatever is still available. I know all the cabins are booked up, which should be kind of interesting. The row of cabins seem to be the peers of the group. So I think Adam and you and Mark are sharing a cabin, and Sam?
Yes.
And it'll be me, my wife, Jessica, that most of you guys met down at the Chuckalusky Boondoggle, and then our friends Chris Flores and his wife Melissa, and we'll be sharing a cabin. cabin right next to us is Stan and Holly, Scoop Stan and his wife Holly. And
is your buddy Chris and are they staying with you in that cabin?
Yeah.
Wow. So it's, yeah. Just trying to think if I'm going to have to be banging on your door at 7 o'clock in the morning to wake up this time around or not.
Oh, to get me up to the kitchen?
Yes.
Listen, it's funny that you say that because
Listen.
For all of you guys that decided to wake up at 7, I didn't get on the water till 10 and I still outfished every one of you. So, there you go.
I couldn't believe it, dude. At the boondoggle, I'm sitting there because I was just filming. And it's like 9:30 and here comes Chuck rolling down the street with his kayak. I'm like, dude, you're not already out? Man. I was kind of surprised because I thought that Chuck could, like, drink whiskey and get up and go fishing.
I can.
I don't know.
Well.
Listen.
Well, apparently we introduced Chuck to whiskey that weekend and, made him oversleep a little bit.
Let me explain something to you, sir. You didn't know such a thing. You just happened to have brought your buddy a handle and gave me a challenge that I had to finish it. And while this is a family show.
There was no such challenge. Let's be...
Yes, there was.
Let's keep it responsible here on this show. There was no such challenge.
I heard you challenge me. So, anyway, make a long story short, I didn't wake up early. You were correct. I did sleep in like a lazy bum. You were correct. At the end of the day, I still had a great time and I caught a bunch of fish. So.
Oh, it was a blast. I had a blast meeting or hanging out with you and your wife.
Yeah, it was fun. But Virginia Beach is going to be completely different. I'm not going to sleep in. If the plan is to get up early, I'm getting up early. I'm going to listen to what those guys have to say. We didn't really have instruction down in Chocolate.
Yeah, like mentors or guides out there, like we do with the Lozers and all those folks.
Right. So, listen, I think it's awesome that we've got the Lozers are going to be there. Kayak Kevin says he's going to be there. Rob Choice.
I can't wait to
meet
that dude.
Yeah.
That dude seems seriously intense.
Kevin, yeah. And I can't, you know what, man? I'm really looking forward to fishing with Rob Choi and Kevin. And I hear Chad Hoover might even stop by. We don't know that for sure, but there was a rumor that he may come by.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I was under the impression he was, unless I'm bursting some bubble, I was under the impression he was definitely going to be there.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of out of the loop on this one, dude. It's unlike the last one. I'm completely out of the loop, but it should be a lot of fun, man. Steffi, yeah, you should come up. I talked to Mike, or to go there in the chat room. I invited the entire crew, minus Boudreaux from Fishing Florida Radio, up there. Whatever. And we'll see who all shows up. I'm expecting, God damn my voice, I'm expecting a much, much bigger turnout than what was down in Chokoloski. And we had 55 that one night.
Yeah, that was a big crew in Chokoloski. It'll be interesting to see what a bigger crowd, how it all kind of fits together.
Well,
you know, I was just gonna say I think that we've talked about it potentially getting too big, and what do we do in that scenario?
No such thing.
No such thing.
You just have more of them.
No. Listen, if it ever gets to where it's so big that it's almost ridiculous, then we have to, like, start bringing in, like, musical acts and stuff to where it's like Yakapalooza or something like that.
Headlined by Red Hot Chili
Peppers. Dude, I've got no problem. You know what? I really, really enjoyed having so many different people there. It was a lot of fun.
I got $10 if you'll put a beanie on and walk around and pretend to be Zach Brown, and start signing autographs.
You don't need to give me $10, dude. I'll just straight wear a beanie. I got it. It's October up there.
I know, but you gotta play the role. You gotta play the role. You gotta start signing autographs. Just walk up. Don't even ask people. Just start signing their shirts. You know, handing them stuff. Print out yourself. signing it.
Come on, man. I don't look that much like the guy where I could just walk up to people and start signing stuff. But hang on, I got another caller on the line. 757 area code. Hello, you're live on Kayak Fishing Radio.
Oh, man, I'm just listening in.
All right, cool, man. I'll put you back on hold.
Appreciate it.
Cool.
Was that Bill?
No.
No?
I don't think it was Bill. Yeah, I don't think it was Bill. Bill usually wants to talk about something.
Bill's got a pretty nice article coming up tomorrow.
Yeah?
Yeah, about...
Tell us a little bit about it.
Flair Inc.'s got some new paddle tails out. I think they call them Sinister Swim Tails or something like that.
Yeah, the SSTs, dude.
Yeah, I was kind
Flair of... Flair Lures. Flair Inc.
Yeah, I was perusing through the article as I was posting it earlier this evening, and it looks pretty cool. They look like some pretty solid swim baits.
Well, I could tell you that our boy Pepe there in the chat room just took third place using those swim baits over in the West Coast. Pepe, call.
Nice.
Him right there. Hang on a second.
Congratulations, Pepe, for third place.
I don't have a soundbite for him, but here he is, Mr. Third Place. What's up?
Hey, what's up? How you guys
doing? We're doing good, brother. Tell us about that tournament real quick.
Oh, that tournament, first time I fish out there with that Tropic Bay kayak fishing class with Captain Pat. And I always heard he runs a good tournament. It's a series over there that they do 10 tournaments. And was going over there for vacation anyways with the family on the West Coast. So I decided to ask my wife, hey, it's Father's Day present. What do you think about me fishing the tournament? So she went for it. So, hey, man, it all worked out, you know, and I got to fish and everything like that. The only thing I was concerned with, it was down in Sarasota. I didn't know. You know, I'm fishing blind over there, really never fished the area, don't know nothing. All I got is Google Earth to look at stuff and talking to some of the guys that I know over there. But the wind was supposed to be blowing out of the northeast, like about, it was somewhere between 10 to 15 and gusting to 20. So we're launching the kayaks out of the, out of the east side, then with that wind blowing out of the from the mainland, there's no cover, and we're fishing out in Sarasota Bay. Well, I was concerned about it Friday night with Captain Pat, and I talked to him about it. He said, don't worry about it. It's not going to be too bad. Not too bad. There are 2 to 3 foot rollers out there. While we were out there fishing, I had water coming over the bow of the kayak and stuff like that. And there was actually one guy out there in a Native Ultimate. And, you know, those things don't have no scupper holes or nothing like that. So we were actually bailing water out of his kayak a couple times.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was tough conditions and stuff. Really tough fishing conditions, but... I ended up catching. I knew catching a fish or something like that would put you up there. You know, it was just that tough to fish. And around, didn't catch anything all day. All morning I was catching trout, a lot of trout. And come around 11:30 in the morning, got a little, you know, went around a bend and sat there hiding from the wind for a little while and stuff. And one guy was there, and a Hobie Pro Angler. He caught a 25-inch red in that same little pocket that I was in with him, and he was only like about 30 yards away from me. We were pretty close to each other. And about 10 minutes later, I catch a 24-inch red. So, that put me I knew that was going to put me up there. Now it was like around 11:30 in the morning that I caught that thing, so it was already late. That put me in third place, so not too bad for going somewhere with those conditions and not knowing what I'm doing and stuff like that. But like you were saying about those slayers, man, I swear by those slayers, and I'll tell you that. That's what I caught it on. I caught it on a slayer Goldfinger, one of those Goldfinger ones that they call Goldfinger.
Goldfinger.
Yep.
There you go. There we go. There's a live testimony of the new lure that Bill Haywood did a review on, apparently, for Yak Angler. It'll be on the website, what, tomorrow, Adam?
Yeah, it'll publish tomorrow morning.
There you go. Awesome.
Yep,
beautiful. Congratulations.
And yeah, thanks. And you guys know the they gave away great prizes. I mean, that tournament there, they gave away great prizes. They gave away, I mean, I got myself a third place. I got a Deep South fishing rod. I got some Steve Whitlock prints. I got some kayak storage racks. I got a $100 gift certificate for Ocean Waves sunglasses. I got a bunch, like about $30 or $40 at least in lures. I got one of those, I don't even know how to pronounce it, ex officio shirt or something like that, $100 shirt.
Ex officio.
Yeah, ex officio shirt, $100 that I got, you know, they gave me, and that was just third place. So, yeah, it was good. Can't complain. And, I got to give a, today, the way the conditions were this past week and with the way the waves were and all that kind of stuff and everything like that, I'll tell you what, man. Mike Ortego, those tackle webs, man, they saved my stuff, man. My phone was in there. Keys, everything was in there. Anything that was loose was inside that tackle web, man.
There you go. Captain Mike Ortego in the chat room is the owner of TackleWebs.com. If you haven't heard of Tackle Webs, take a chance, or not a chance, but take a opportunity to go to TackleWebs.com and check out everything Mike's got going on. Tackle Webs is really cool. They'll adhere to just about any kayak that's out there on the market. Most of them will fit on the back of the seat. If not, they'll go on your bungee system in the back of the boat behind you. You can do it off the front of it as well. Wait. Is that it? That's the link.
Yep.
Yeah, all right. Well, figured it out, Adam. But anyway, check out Tackle Webs. Mike's a great guy. He does a lot of really good stuff, and he likes to pick on me along with Adam, which I appreciate. That's cool. Whatever. So if you want to laugh at me, click on that link there in the chat room and
ha ha ha.
Thank you, Rob. I'll sit back and wait. Feel free. No, whatever. That's cool, man. I'm glad you got out there on Father's Day. We're able to fish in the tournament and come home with some prizes. That's cool.
Yeah, it was good. I got to thank my wife for letting me do it.
Yeah, behind every good man is a better woman, so.
Yep.
I've got one here, too. I don't know where she's at. There she is. I don't know how they put up with us and our crazy obsessions. But, Adam, so what else is new and exciting, man? Tell me something good, brother.
You know, all is good. Yak Angler, we just launched 3.0. We're kind of still working out some bugs. I say we. I take too much credit. Mark's working through some bugs.
Yeah,
I just not nearly as much as that dude. But I'm the marketing guy. He's a tech guy. I just come up with
That's
ideas
cool.
And be like, hey, Mark, can you make that happen? And he says yes or no, or go F yourself sometimes, or whatever it may be. And we make it work. But I didn't say it.
I mean,
we just launched that. We're working through some bugs. We've got some new things in the works that'll be coming out. We were trying really hard to have this new app out this month, but some of the components that we use in our forum are updating and they're changing, and we can't really launch the new app that will include that until all those bugs are worked out. So what we thought was going to happen this month is probably not going to happen to July or August. But there'll be an app coming out soon, so all you folks will be able to access and utilize the site live from your smartphone, even though smartless phones like BlackBerry.
Hey,
wow. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure Rob's using a CrackBerry.
Yeah.
I know. Well, that was a jab out there, man.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Okay, man. A couple more weeks, and the iPhone 4S is coming out on Virgin Mobile.
The iPhone 409,362?
Yeah, whatever it is.
Rob, I've been meaning to ask you, man. How do you like your new paddle versus the old?
I love it.
I don't
even
know what you called that thing.
Oh,
what was
the
old one called?
That was the Battle Axe, man. That was the Bull Shark Beater. No, I love it, man. It's the bending branches slice, and I absolutely love it, man. And probably sometime next year, I'll probably upgrade to the green one. I really like that one. Plus, it'll match my kayak a little bit better.
I think you could. I think you could ward off criminals with the old one, the Battle Axe.
Yeah, definitely, man. This thing is heavy. It wouldn't stay connected in the middle. You know, it's awesome.
Cool. Well, right on. what kind of paddles do you like to use, Adam? Do you have a company or a specific company that you like to use?
You know, yes and no. I mean, I'm a fan of bending branches. I don't think it's so much about the brand for me because, you know, I'm not kind of tied to one. For me, it's more about, you know, the comfort of using it. So is it light? Is it long enough? I think we're seeing a transition in paddles. So, and I know Chip's talked about this on his show as well, but, you know, so many folks go out and they buy the Kusas or the Kudas or anything else, and they're buying these 220, 230s, maybe 240s every once in a while. But I think we're seeing that change. I think 260 is probably going to become a fairly standard size in our kayak fishing industry and even larger, 270s, 280s. So, I mean, you know, you paddle, you know, from a high seat. What are you paddling with?
I'm paddling with a 240 from Bending Branches. But, that one that Chip has is ridiculous. I need a paddle just like that.
I think he's got a 260 or 270.
Yeah, I love that thing, dude. I mean, it's the answer.
That's the thing. I mean, we're not whitewater guys. We don't need those high vertical strokes. You know, and when you have a 230 and you're paddling from that high seated position, that's what you're going to have is that high vertical paddle, and you don't need it.
Yeah, you don't go anywhere.
So yeah, why not just go ahead and you know, buy the 260 to 280 and relax and have a nice comfortable stroke while you're out there.
Because I didn't buy mine.
Yeah, well, not all of us are cool super pro staffers like you.
Whatever, dude. I'm just saying, if I had bought and if I had an option, I would have went with the 270, 260, or 270. But that wasn't one of my options. Therefore, I have to like hunch over like the like Quasimodo.
I think. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. My arms aren't quite as long, so.
Yeah, we got little T-Rex arms.
I think I've been paddling with a 270 less, I don't know, 6-8 months or so.
All right. What's your?
Well, I'm a little disappointed, man. I thought you were gonna be a little more feisty, not a little more jabs coming my way. You're in rare form. You're on your good behavior. For those of you who don't know, Chuck and I talk on a pretty regular basis, and so it's fairly rarely polite conversation, should I say?
Well, whatever. There's a difference between family radio and Howard Stern radio, and our conversations usually fall well into the Sirius Channel 100 and 101 category. And,
oh, they're not that bad. It's just more about you calling me short and me
well,
calling
you short,
Care
Bear. Dude. I mean, it's cute. I think it's awesome that in most of your pictures with your wife, that you have to sit on her lap so she makes you look taller. That's cool. I've got no problem with that. And whenever you're around and we're hanging out, it really makes everybody else feel better about themselves because you're so small. Like, man, I always wanted to be like the big guy, and I'm not really the big guy, but when Adam's around, I'm big. Don't get me started, mister. We'll turn this into, we'll turn this right on down. We'll break this right on down to level one if you want, but no. In all seriousness, man, I appreciate everything that you and Mark have done to try and help to promote the kayak industry. You've given people like myself a voice on the internet to write, and whenever it is that we do that. And lately, dude, it's been an honor to write for Yak Angler, honestly, because to see over 1,000 views on a article that you put up, and know that that's like 1,000 individual kayakers that are reading what you're writing, is a pretty cool feeling, you know. The Google hits and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it all goes hand in hand. You guys have done a tremendous job with competing with the bigger forums with a much larger budget. You know, I think you guys have, in my opinion, have put out a much better, a much more quality product. So, you know,
well,
kudos
to you
guys.
We certainly appreciate it. We certainly appreciate it. I mean, we're very humble about what we do. We're not claiming to be the biggest and the best, but we certainly think that the content that we produce is great, but even more so, we have such active users, and those core users that are on the site every day. I mean, you and the Robs and you know, actually most of the Kayak Fishing Radio staff are on there, and I mean, you guys really make the site. And you guys have heard us, you know, Mark and I say this before, it's your all site. Too. I mean, you guys we have a pretty open dialogue with all of you folks, and if you don't like something, we change it. If you like something, we try to make it better. We try to, you know, accommodate you folks that are using it. So you guys really drive the site. We just help facilitate you all to get out there and communicate your message.
Well, tell us
have
about
you,
your... tell us
have
about
you had
buffs.
A chance...
Oh,
sorry.
Sorry, Rob.
Go ahead.
Have you
Go ahead,
had a
Rob.
Chance to use your Yak Angler buff yet?
Yeah, I've used it a couple of times. In fact, the very first day I took it out, I caught... I'm trying to think where I was fishing. But, yeah, I had a great day on the water. I caught, I don't know, 12, 15 fish. Maybe. No, actually, I do remember. I was on a lake. It was like a, I don't know, 20-acre lake, and I caught probably 20 bass that day. It was a great day. And I tried to make sure every... picture that I took, I had that Yak Angler buff on.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I love it, man. I mean, you have one, don't you? You, that's
hey,
right. I saw your pictures, yeah.
Yeah.
If somebody
I looked like you were going to rob a bank.
If somebody wants to pick up a Yak Angler buff, they can go to yakangler.com in the store section or what?
Yes, yeah, just yakangler.com, there's a store section, and just click on it, and it's in there. It's in there along with the hog troughs and stickers and stuff like that.
Good deal.
So, yeah, go buy one, folks. They're awesome.
No. So, anyway, excuse me real quick, because this is indeed supposed to be a fishing show. The fishing around here has been really good. For those that can get out, the redfish bite's been pretty good. The trout bite's kind of slowed down a little bit. There's been quite a few very small juvenile snook in and around the Mosquito Lagoon area. As our buddy Steve Chapman found out the other day, there's been quite a few juvenile tarpon in and around the same area. So, yeah, God, you're such a jerk. Like, where to go? Yeah, I got you, buddy. Anyhow, so, yeah, it's been good. If you get a chance to make it out there on the intercoastal or up in the lagoon, you know, still fish that aggressive pattern. Those mullet are thick, and you know, throw your jerk baits, your topwaters, your subsurface, whatever you want, spoons. They'll eat it if you want to be a bait chucker, be a bait chucker. Throw some mullet heads, throw some bull mullet, and you should be handsomely rewarded with large fish. But just remember to take care of those fish when you catch them, because it is hot out, and those fish will suffer if you try and whoop a 50-inch redfish on 10-pound tackle. You probably end up killing the poor fish, so be smart when you're doing this kind of thing in the summertime. Just, you know, use proper tackle for the proper fish. That's all I got to say. As far as the commercial,
man, I'm
I'm
so jealous of you being able to roll out to a random ditch and catch tarpon like in that article you published today.
Dude, it was dumb. I took my buddy Martin from England. He's on his way back to England, actually, as we speak. I think he just boarded his plane. So safe journey for you, my friend, and his family. But I took him over to one of my favorite ditches, and there were like 15 and 20 pounders that were in there that were rolling, and I'm like, there's no way they're going to eat what I have. And if they do, I just hope to God the hook, the line breaks, the hook comes loose. Because I'm throwing a little 6-weight G. Loomis fly rod, and like the last thing I need is a Loomis rod to blow up in my hand due to me being stupid and trying to catch a giant fish on a little tiny rod. But he caught a nice one. He caught one probably about 2.5 pounds. I mean, it's not a big tarpon. Obviously, guys catch 150-pounders, but when you do it on real light tackle, it's a lot of fun. And I'll be quite honest with you. I would rather catch 10 2-pound tarpon in a day than catch one over 100. Because, I mean, if you've never caught a tarpon over 100 pounds, it's exhilarating to watch them come out of the water. But everything else besides that is just hurry up and wait, because there's nothing going on but you just steady cranking and him pulling and cranking. He comes up and gulps a big old gulp of air and gets re-energized, and then the fight's on for another 20 minutes. So, yeah, whatever. I'd rather catch one real quick, unhook him, pitch him back, throw in there again, catch another one. And the little ones jump, man. They get crazy. They'll come 6 foot out of the water sometimes. So depending upon the depth of the water you're fishing in, so it's pretty cool. But yeah,
it's super cool too that you guys are out there
boondoggle.
DNA testing.
What the heck is a boondoggle?
Your
it's
face.
A bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
I love this
new
voiceover, by the way.
Say what?
I love this new voiceover, by the way. This is much nicer than
the weird guy.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
The voiceover is better than the weird guy.
Yeah.
That's Steve Chapman, dude. That's the man. I mean, Steve Chapman.
Well, Steve, we appreciate it, man. That's much better than the weird guy.
He is the celebrity. Listen, Steve Chapman is the face that shouldn't be the face of Fish in Florida Radio. he's got a radio voice. What does he say? Radio face is what he says. Yeah, Mike Ortego is the should be the face of that group. Not trying to homo it out at all, brother. No homo, but for sure, Steve's kind of intimidating if you don't really know him. The guy's like 9 foot tall. Crazy. But,
is he taller
we appreciate
than
them
Becker?
Up doing that well.
Is he taller than Greg Becker?
Yeah, I think he is taller than Becker.
Because once you get over 6 foot in my kind of neck of the world, then they're all kind of the same. But
yeah, I know, buddy. That's why it's cool, man. No problem. We're most normal adult males are close to 6 foot tall, but we'll let you slide. You like one of those little, what do they call them? Like Amazon people? What do they call them? Peewees or something? I don't know. Whatever. That's you. Anyhow.
I don't know where you're going. Okay.
Yeah. I have no idea either. I'm kind of. Pygmy.
Pygmy. There you go.
See? We had it. I needed a former UCF football player to explain it to me. Thanks, buddy.
That's all right, Grumpy Bear. It's all good.
Yeah, I gotcha. Let's see. I'm your number one intern. Yeah, you are. you're my drinking buddy for Saturday. It'll be a good time. Come on out, everybody. Fish on Fire in Orlando. If you're listening in the Central Florida area, please take the night. Come on, to come on out and support a really good cause, and get your drink on, instead of get your fish on, as Mike would say. And like I say, all the proceeds go to their the Swamp Brothers charity, and it should be really good. And tip your bartenders, because that money goes to the charity as well. So anyway, what else, man? I don't know. Yeah, I'd like to get you back down here, man, and do some more ditch fishing.
I'm always game, man. As soon as the baby comes, we'll have to start trying to plan it out. I've gotten the green card to go to the Boondog on Virginia Beach, so probably have to be after that one sometime. But
yeah, I'm excited, buddy. I can't wait to maybe this time I'll actually get a chance to fish with you, since you were like way too cool for school last time.
All
early, whatever. But
I'll make sure that you and I spend some time together on this next trip.
Wow.
Totally manly way.
You take the overtones out of that. We got ourselves a deal. Rob, do you have any questions for Adam?
Yeah, which kayak are you bringing? Or are
you? No, I don't know.
Are you flying?
No, I'm driving this one. Yeah, see, that's the problem. I couldn't get off the last one. I had to fly down. But this one, I'm driving. I don't really know, because there's gonna be some surf launches, correct?
I really don't know.
Is there anybody at all in the chat room that's from up there still? I don't think so.
King Rat there?
No, he's gone, isn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, I was. I may bring, you know, either the Frontier or the KC, but to be honest, I'd kind of like to maybe try out, like, I figure that's a great opportunity to maybe try out, like, that Big Tuna or something, so I'd be down to try that out. I'm sure we could make some phone calls and make that happen, but I don't know. I'm really down to try whatever. I'm not picky. I just like to fish.
Wither's got a big tuna.
Well, I would assume he would want to fish out of it.
Well, he's got kudas, too.
You got kudas.
I'm not bringing my kayaks.
I'm sorry. It was a joke about cooties. Totally.
Oh, cooties.
Misinterpreted.
It's getting weird in this thing right now. No, I'm not bringing my kayaks with me.
Are you just going to get one from Lozier?
Yeah.
Is that kind of a plan?
No, Lozier or Wheeler.
All right.
Probably Wheeler, since I'm with Jackson. I probably shouldn't be paddling around in a native at an event like that where there'll be video and pictures taken.
Yeah, especially if Chad's running around there, I'm sure there'll be plenty of video happening.
Yeah, if Chad's up there, we've got to try and convince him not to be in a wilderness boat, get him in something else and take pictures of that for blackmail.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
But anyway, I don't know, man. It should be a good time. Hopefully Mike Ortego and Steve Chapman will make their way up there and spend the weekend with us, man. Do a remote from the shores of Virginia Beach.
I hope so. You talk so much about those guys. I can't wait. I hope you guys do make it, because I hope to meet you guys.
They're awesome, man. They're friends of the show. I'm not going to call them fans of the show, because who wants to really be my fan, but they're friends of the show, and you know, they're just good people, man. They really help to promote the sport of kayaking, even though none of them do it. And I don't think I'll ever get Mike in a kayak. Well, he said he used to have a kayak, and now he's got probably a Hell's Bay or something like that. But I know Steve Chapman's got a Hell's Bay, so I don't blame him getting in a kayak. And Boudreaux, I'm not really quite sure that Boudreaux fishes. Boudreaux, I don't know. Boudreaux's a lot like the Bigfoot. Like, it's a creature of many mysteries. Like, you're not really quite sure what it is or could be and where it came from, if it even really truly exists, until you see him. And then you're like, oh, look, he really is a person. A very short, bald-headed, kind of a person with a very strong Louisiana accent. So he's like the Cajun, raging Cajun of the show that never talks, because whenever he does, either Mike gives him a bunch of crap or Steve does. So, but no, their show is really entertaining. And it's gotten kind of crazy lately. I mean, they had the man on the show. And when I say the man, they had the guy. Like, they had Wild Man on the show. Turtle Man. Come on, dude. It doesn't get any bigger for a guest than the Turtle Man.
Yeah, my
really?
Buddy, my best friend just keeps telling me that, like, dude, you got to get the Turtle Man. You got to get him on yours. I'm like,
listen.
Yeah, I think he's too big for me. I mean,
no, he's not, dude. Do you ever see his show? He catches possums by the hand for like a jar of honey.
Yeah.
What's it
going
to take for you to get him on the show? Give him a buff. He'll probably think it's the greatest thing in the world. I'm not even kidding. I mean, I watched an episode of it today. He caught like a weasel or something like that. And the guy gave him like a necklace and like $60. I'm like, you barehanded a weasel for $60?
Oh, like, he represents us so well.
God. And I love how in the intro, it's like in the backwoods of Kentucky, and you see Adam scurrying by like a little squirrel. Oh, so great. So awesome. Ernie is my buddy, that's what Mike says. Allegedly, he gave me a shout-out, but I never heard that. Mike, do you know anything about that? I asked Steve to try and get him to give me a shout-out for the show. I was going to use it as a soundbite, but that'd be cool. Turtle Man, live action. Yay! Oh, whatever. Folks in the chat room and those that are going to download this podcast, I apologize for...
Yeah, I do too.
This evening's festivities, but... Yeah, it's been fun. I've had a good time, and I needed a laugh, so whatever. So is there any plans for Kayak Fishing Radio and YakAngler.com to put on a boondoggle in the great state of Kentucky?
You know, I don't know. I mean, we've kicked around some locations. Kentucky never really seems to make the list, though. It's always kind of...
Well, you got to remember, you know, it's one of the boondoggles is in February, and it's like flipping icebergs there, probably, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cold in February.
Yeah.
Well,
so
I'd go. I don't mind green fish.
But the other cool thing, I mean, you know, is, you know, we want to get out of... You know, we kind of want to go fish somewhere where we don't normally fish either. I mean, if I had to recommend a boondoggle here in Kentucky, there's probably a good chance I've fished it. So, you know, we want to try and get everybody and go do something cool that maybe a lot of us haven't done before. So,
yeah.
I mean, we haven't even really started discussions. I mean, discussions have been very light so far about, you know, the next boondoggle. And as you guys know that have been to boondoggles, we will announce the next boondoggle at the Virginia Beach boondoggle. So, you know, it's kind of still up in the air and in debate at this point, but, I mean, you know, there's been a few ideas kicked around. Everyone keeps throwing around, like, you know, can we go back to Chogolowski? But I think boondoggle form, we got to go somewhere else. I mean, I think we got to keep it moving. So many great places none of us have been yet.
Yeah, I'm good with not going back there. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I would really, I think, enjoy a trip to Louisiana.
Yeah, to me, yeah, that would be freaking ridiculous. I mean, I see pictures of those redfish out there. It's just stupid. They do those aerial shots where there's more of them than, like, you could, like, walk across the sea and cross them. You've seen those shots. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no. I've got a really good friend of mine that guides down there in the wintertime and when they get slow up here. And he kills it, man. He'll catch anywhere between 10 to 50 redfish on fly a day, and all of them are studs. So, yeah, it's ridiculous. I think that would be a cool place to go. I'd like to go to the Panhandle, maybe up by Captain Linda Cabot's area.
I think the Panhandle, if I'm not mistaken, that's kind of like Chip's, you know, whatever, stomping grounds.
Yeah. Rob, would you be able to go up to the Panhandle?
Heck yeah. You kidding me? That's awesome fishing up there.
I'm sure Pepe would go, wouldn't you, bud?
Oh, yeah, I'd be in for that.
See?
Yeah.
There
okay,
you go.
Well,
that's four votes.
It's now in the suggestion box.
Yeah. Mark it down.
Hey, you know, I'm for Louisiana, too.
Oh, hell yeah. That would be awesome. I don't think that there's any of us that wouldn't want to go down to Louisiana. That would be a great time. But we'll just have to see, man. I don't know. We'll see what the future brings. See what the future
brings. Yeah, I mean, Louisiana, that might be me. That might be a flight for me. Might be flying in for that one. But I tell you what, man, the dude that's logged a ton of miles this year fishing has got to be Greg Crisp. And that dude logs ridiculous miles. Because he's coming from, I mean, I don't even know, is he coming from like New Hampshire or something?
Yeah, New Hampshire. Yep, he's gonna be spending a lot of time down here in Florida. He's got work down here, so he'll be down here on and off. I mean, that guy, it's crazy. He was supposed to come down this past weekend to Orlando. I don't know if he made it down or not. For the week, I know he didn't make it because of Father's Day, but he was gonna come over here and ditch fish with me. But yeah, I just, you know what, man, I would be so pumped if we can get Boondoggles to the point to where they are just the most ridiculous, I mean, absolutely ridiculous gathering of people ever. 100 people
yeah.
would be killer. And you know what, dude? I could see 100 people at Virginia Beach. Because, I mean...
we could do it.
Dude,
I think that for all of us people that kind of organize it, you know, that are all of us that kind of have our names attached to it, I think it's just more about, you know, we want to come hang out as well. You know, we want to be able to take vacation and hang out and fish. So when it gets to be a lot of people, you know, just you feel like you're working. And, you know, that's not necessarily, you know,
dude,
we want to get down there and hang out with everybody.
Well, you know what, dude, perfect example. Chuck Lusky was great because when we got down there, we had the room to use as we wanted to use it. And we kind of all agreed, okay, we're going to fish in the morning. We'll meet back up in the evening for potluck. And then the next day we'll meet back up for the little country boil and the raffle and all the other stuff. And so it was like, you know, as long as you don't try and put too many activities in
right.
into the weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, we're there to fish. Fish. I mean, fish don't quit eating. Maybe on the tide they'll quit kind of biting, but you'll find something to catch, you know. And if you're not fishing, rest up because it's going to be crazy at night. yeah, it's going to be a good time, man. I'm telling you.
Zach Brown will be there signing autographed portraits of himself.
And that's Zach spelled Z-A-C-K, not to be confused with Z-A-C. Brown. Legal department, you know, you gotta clarify
yeah,
that.
Yeah, gotta watch out for that. Yeah.
We'll have to need his lumberjack, Zach Brown, to come showing up with his giant arms beating my head in with his guitar or something like that.
Yeah, but hopefully after he beats your head in, we can get him to sing a little tune, a little chicken fried or something.
There he was.
Wow, Wheeler called in, huh?
Wheeler. talk amongst yourselves. God, that is awesome.
Every time I hear that, I mean, is that not Wheeler that did that?
No, that's a garage band. That's a garage band sound effect.
Oh wow! I mean, every time I hear that, I just think of like I just think of like Wheeler calling in and like doing this kind of, I don't even know, voiceover thing. It reminds me of him every time for some reason.
Look, Captain Mike joined us back in the chat room again. I appreciate you being there, buddy. I never even gave a shout out to everyone that was in the chat room earlier, and I apologize for that. Rob, you whatever. Hey, you're on the line with me.
he and his goatee keeps getting
yeah, him
warm.
And his dyed goatee. You really dyed that thing?
Yeah, man. It got dyed last week.
Why?
Well, because it was about four different colors, man, and I wanted to get it all like one color.
Well, and it's getting about 4 feet long.
Yeah, it's yeah. Especially this time of year, it's a bummer because I get, like, ice cream in it and stuff.
Ice cream in it. Ice cream.
Yeah. But, dude, you know, I don't have any hair on my top of my head, so I got to have some, like, got to have some sort of hairstyle going on, you know? Yeah, there you go. It's a goat milk ice
cream. Do you, like, start braiding it and stuff like the motorcycle guys do?
No. No,
what
like
kind
that.
Of ice cream do you eat, dude? You don't eat nothing from an animal, do you?
Not, well, no, it's summer.
Yeah, he
I
says that, and then he throws down some sausage from a low country boil.
I did. Hey, once in a while I cheat, but like 99% of the time, I'm like, you know, I'll treat myself once in a while. If I'm good, like most of the time, I'll go out and get some wings or something like that. But probably, and that's with dairy too, man. I mean, I don't do dairy or oil or stuff like that on a regular basis, man. But
I used to, go ahead.
I do on occasion treat myself, and I don't get a half gallon of ice cream or anything like that. I'll get like some Ben and Jerry's or some gelato or something like that, man.
Fantastic.
You know, just like a pint. It's awesome.
I used to laugh because I always give Rob crap about being vegetarian and not eating anything that like that has ever had a heartbeat. And he would always tell me, yeah, well, you're going to die soon.
No, I used to say what I say. I'll come visit you in the hospital.
Yeah, you come visit me in the hospital and, well,
yeah.
Look at you is what he also said too. Well, look at you. Whatever. Listen, I'm a man of many talents, and one of those eating. So
that's right, man. It's all right.
And,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But kudos to you, man. Someone's got to do it. I mean, someone's got to eat tofu burgers, whatever. Captain Mike, man, listen, I appreciate you being in the chat room and dealing with the shenanigans of tonight. Again, check out Tackle Webs, www.tacklewebs.com for all of your tackle storage needs. And, Mike will be unveiling some very interesting stuff at ICAST. So for those of us that are going to ICAST, it'll be really cool to see what's coming out from that camp, man. Looking forward to it. Maybe we can, hey, I just thought of something. Don't get off yet. Wait. Get your fish out, he says. Maybe we can get private labeled yakangler.com bags.
Maybe.
Just throwing that out there. That'd be pretty cool. All right, buddy. Get your fish out. That's his end line for his show. Appreciate it. Again, that's Captain Mike Ortigo from Fishing Florida Radio, 740 The Game, Saturday mornings from 6 to 9. They are heard almost all around Florida now. They're over in, they're down in Miami, syndicated down in Miami. I think they're going to be over in the West Coast soon. So later, bud. You can listen to them live on their website or with iHeartRadio. There you go. Whatever. Mike's good people, man. Those guys are super cool, man. They always give us here at Kayak Fishing Radio a little plug and help me out whenever I need it. But cool. Well, I mean, I got 9 minutes left in an hour and a half show, I think, and. I don't know. What are we going to do, make fun of each other for the last 9 minutes?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I need to apologize to everyone for making them sit through this hour and 20 minutes of you and I.
No.
Shenanigans,
you know
as you call them.
You know what, man? Every now and again, you have to have a show that's a little more entertaining than just talking about what lures you should use. And who doesn't like to hear two grown men make fun of each other? And it's fun. And then to hear Rob snickering in the background and Peppy calling in with his third place finish.
Yeah, man, his goatee.
Yeah.
It was the goatee snickering, not me.
I learned a lot.
That's like the evil goatee, the evil part of you.
Dude, the best part is by the time I show up at the Boondoggle, the ink will be done. The ink is
really?
Going on the arm. The ink is
know.
Going on
that's
the arm.
About, oh,
yeah.
That ink.
Yeah, the ink is going on the arm starting this weekend, and it's going to be a shoulder to wrist sleeve.
Wow.
Yes.
You getting kayaks put on or something?
Yeah, oh yeah. I'm putting all my favorite kayaks on there. I'm even going to look like more of a like psycho, freaky, whack
see,
job.
See, to me,
he don't
look like a psycho.
Yeah, that's not, there's nothing wrong with that, dude. Like 50 years ago,
long,
maybe, but now.
Four foot long double beard and
an
arm sleeve tattoo, like psycho, man. It's going to be awesome. Can't wait.
Please tell me you're going to slap something on the skull, a little ink on the skull.
No, I can't. I work in the public service world, and I got to be able to, you know, be behind the scenes with that stuff, you know. Otherwise,
so no, like yakangler.com from ear to ear wrapped around the back of the head.
Dude, that would be. I'd chip in for the ink work, dude.
I would
get somebody to just do that for you. How about we do? Hey. Have you ever seen the movie Jackass? How about just blindfold me, right, after, like, the first night at the Boondoggle, give me a tattoo gun, and just let me go at it, dude. It'll look sick.
Dude, get a tattoo. We'll give you a tattoo gun, and you can do, like, tattoos, like, on the girl with the dragon tattoo. That'll be, yeah.
See,
there you go.
Yeah, here. You know what, Chuck? You just named the show right there. Like, there's the next show that Chad should do. We'll get you blindfolded, tattoo in the back of Rob's head.
Oh,
in,
my God.
Like, 4 foot swells. 4 foot swells.
Oh, yeah. And a right hand in a big tuna. Dude, that's a great idea.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That should be Chad's next show right there.
That's awesome. That's actually incredible. I'm going to do that. Me and Peppy.
Awesome.
Oh, man. Anyway. So,
he had such a good show last week, man.
I know.
Yeah,
so,
I know. I'm bringing it all down.
That's the difference.
This is why I avoid coming
guest.
On.
That's the difference between a quality guest and Adam from YakAngler.com.
A couple hundred lessons goes to three lessons.
Wow. I know, right? I'm going to have like 7 downloads of the podcast after this show. Word's going to get out. Don't even waste your time.
Chip's probably like listening in on his iPhone going, oh my God, what are they doing? My network.
Oh, I'm
guys,
so sorry,
out
Chip.
Check out elusivetales.com and buy up some of those performance shirts for $15.
That's a good deal.
That's the price I've ever seen on a performance shirt. So definitely
they look
do
nice
that.
Too.
Yeah, they are. They're nice shirts, man. Support them, they're great people. Thank you very much for being here. Appreciate it. And so tonight, let's see. Let's go back. We've talked about the Boondoggles, obviously. We talked about YakAngler.com and Adam. And we've talked about manscaping, apparently, with Rob. And what else?
Wow.
It's been a very informative, all over the place kind of show. I feel good with this.
I'm not gonna lie. I've had a blast. I don't know that we've quite touched on the topics that we needed to touch on, but I've had a good time.
Well, listen, buddy, you've got 4 minutes left, so feel free. Give us some plugs. Tell us about Yak Angler again, and kind of like, you know, just do your thing and go.
Yeah, YakAngler.com. go visit it. Check it out. And that's all I got.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
All right, all of you folks, here's my shameless plug. It's not even for yachtangler.com. For all of you folks that have never visited Fiverr, Fiverr.com, like, it's all these people that do stuff for $5. So that's where I hired this voiceover guy. $5. He did all those voiceovers. You could also get a guy that will dance to your theme song in
boondoggle,
a hot dog outfit.
Boondoggle, boondoggle. What the heck's a boondoggle? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource.
Guy is amazing.
Hey, you know,
hey, he's like,
I'm coming out with the Bad Bat Cast edition buff that has like a double beard hole in the front of it, so that, you know, the whole beard can stick out the front. There you go.
Oh God, like a turkey. He look like a turkey.
That's right.
Adam will for sure look like a turkey with the devil beard hanging off of one of his six chins.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So with that, with 2 minutes left, I have to get my plugs in. We'll get right back to making fun of Adam for the last 30 seconds. Jackson Kayaks. If you guys aren't aware, Jackson Kayaks are one of the most popular kayak manufactured fishing kayaks on the planet. It didn't come out right, but whatever. With the Coosa, the Cuda, and the Big Tuna, our lineup is pretty hard to beat, man. If you haven't paddled one yet, get in one, try it out. They're awesome. Bending Branches Paddles, appreciate it very much for Bending Branches Paddles to have supported me the way they have. And Aquabound, you know, one of the same. Check those guys out. Yeti Coolers, wildly stronger, keeps ice longer, of course. Who else I got? YakAngler.com, BuddyDex.com. TackleWebs.com. Ryan Blair from Blair Designs. Appreciate it, buddy, with the artwork for the Space Coast Kayak Anglers Club. It came out sick, man. The stickers were done, and ready to be delivered. So if you want a sticker, shoot me your address and I'll send one out to you. And that's pretty much it. Kayak by Bo, check him out. Gary Good's Outdoor Shop down in Melbourne. Dude, Richard is the nicest, genuinely nicest person I've ever met in my entire life. And he took great care of us for the boondoggle down in Chokoleski with the raffle prizes. That guy really stepped up. So go down there and check him out. He is, without a doubt, 90 seconds left. He is definitely the authority in fly fishing here in Brevard County. So and other styles of fishing as well. And I hear he's going to start carrying some kayaks as well, so get down there and check him out. Adam, thanks for being on, dude.
Thanks for having me, brother. I'm going to throw in a couple of quick plugs. You know, check out yakangler.com. Continue to support kayakfishingradio.com. Continue to support all their shows, and thanks for having me, brother.
Absolutely, man, and I'm glad you're not playing tennis tonight, and you decided to be a man and call me. That's really cool of you. Rob, appreciate you being in here as always, buddy. Can't wait to fish with you coming up here in a short while.
Yes, sir.
And
I'll be there.
Peppy.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for being on, buddy. Congratulations on the third place, your spot there, man. That's awesome.
Thanks a lot, man. Anytime, man.
Yeah, man. And for those of you who don't know, Pepe is pro staffer for Diablo Kayaks. And with that, I am officially out. You guys take it easy. Good night, tight lines. Take a kid fishing. God bless.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.